Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. Thanks again, Donald Riffey, coming out talking about the Heroes, Hot Rods, and Motorcycles Bike Show. Now in studio with me are a couple folks from the Wildwood Adventure Park. We have with me here Amber Petty and, I'm sorry, sir. I am totally disorganized today. Amber Petty and Dan Springer from the Wildwood Adventure Park. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So tell me a little bit about, first, how you all got involved there with Wildwood, and then we'll get into a little bit about the obstacle itself.
Well, Wildwood is kind of a family adventure, so we started that together, and we've been open about 3 years now, mostly doing zip lining, and now we're just starting to branch out into some other avenues, I guess, to try to get kind of along the same lines, still get people outdoors, out of their comfort zones, and into some adventures. So,
and the 2 mile it's the 2 mile 20 obstacle trail run that's coming up this Sunday. And can you tell me a little bit about, is this the first time you've had this event?
Yeah, this is our first trail run. We did one with the City of the Spring for just kids. I think it was 12 and under. But yeah, this is our first one, kind of doing by ourselves. And like I say, it's just going to be a fun thing for all ages. We're not keeping time or anything. It's just to challenge yourself. So we have some pretty cool obstacles, and you can really, it's really just about pushing yourself, you know, outside of your comfort zone again, you know, beyond what you thought maybe you could do, as hard as you want to go, or, you know, if something is too difficult or something for you, you can always go around it, or, you know, take your time getting over it. It's not really something that we're doing for time.
But. And you said it's for all ages. Mm-hmm. It says here on the website 5 to 100. If I have a 101-year-old, can I bring him out still?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Sounds great. And so tell me a little about the times. We know it's Sunday. What times is the event running for?
Yeah. The first heat is going out. They have to be there at 8:15. And then we have heats going out until around 11. There's around 20 to 25 in a heat. We have a lot of folks that are going to be out there during the Youth Flint Hills Volunteer Center is coming out. Some of the folks from RSVP are coming out to volunteer. And then we'll have the Tasty Traveler will be there for people after the run if they're hungry. They can eat. Aero Juice will be there passing out some samples of juice after the run. We have Hy-Vee donated some waters, so we'll have waters for everyone after the run. Everyone gets a shirt and a medal, and then a free donut. Everyone that completes the race will get a free donut from Varsity, so they donated.
Oh yeah, you got plenty of things going on there. You know, you're making me want to go really badly, yeah. Actually. And there is a cost involved to be able to participate, mm-hmm. but it also there's another sort of special cost that isn't really money that is involved too.
Yeah, we're doing donations to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. So we're getting their box today. We'll set it up so when you check in, you can either drop off a non-perishable food item or a monetary donation to the Flint Hills Bread Basket. We're just trying to get them ready. They have their busy holiday seasons coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas, so trying to get some more food and money to pay their bills just to help out with them throughout the season.
And, you know, I feel like that's kind of maybe not unique, but it's a great thing I notice in this community. Everyone seems to be so willing to help out with all these various community organizations and then all these efforts like the run coming up or the obstacle course coming up. So that's very good to hear that you're all involved with that.
Yeah, we wanted to do something just to give back to the community a little bit, because ever since we opened the zipline course, the community has always been there for us, helping out, getting the word out just about us. So we wanted to give back a little bit as well.
And if people want to learn a little more, where can they go? Where should we direct them to?
Yeah, they can visit our website. It's mhkadventures.com, and it talks on there about the run coming up on Sunday, the zip lines we always have, and then a couple events we're doing this Halloween as well.
Oh, and that was actually my next question. I noticed you have your Monster Bash coming up as well, and I've never heard of this, and I would love to hear a little more about that.
Yeah.
The Monster Bash is October 20th, and it's just an event for kids. I'm trying to do something a little bit different, so we're going to have booths set up along the trails. So at Wildwood, we have about 80 acres there, and then it's mostly wooded, and there's lots of trails. So we're going to set up booths along these trails and have the kids, you know, walk through the trails, and then they'll get to a booth, and then they may either, we're going to have some, there's some event sponsors. I know the tooth story is one of them, so they may give a little bit of education on how to floss your teeth, and then you get a piece of candy, go to the next one, and then there may be some activities along the way, like bobbing for apples, just little things like that. And then at the end, we're having a campfire, hot chocolate. I think the Manhattan Public Library is going to have some people there to read scary stories, things like that. So just kind of interactive thing for kids to get outside in the woods and do something a little different, something fun.
I always think it's fun when or interesting when sort of dental groups get involved with Halloween type events, because, you know, with all the candy, it's probably not the best or not the worst idea to have them involved so that they can let everyone know, you know, maybe take care of your teeth as well as enjoy the candy.
Yeah.
The proper way education to do it.
So for that Monster Bash, there is a little bit of a cost involved there as well. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yeah, I believe it's $10 to get registered, and that basically just covers the cost of, they get a backpack, and so that just kind of covers that cost, and then,
And that you're able to use that bag for your trick-or-treating, as well as throughout the event to pick up whatever comes along at those various, as you call them here, troll booths.
Yeah, and then, there'll be pretty good backpacks. I mean, they could even use them to go to school or whatever, you know. They can use them for other things, but that's kind of where the cost comes from.
And Amber, Dan, any final thoughts? Anything I'd missed that you might have wanted to touch on that I didn't comment on?
I don't think so. We just, like I said, we're trying to venture out into some new areas now, do some fun things. So just be checking our website and stuff for upcoming events. We're going to try to always have something new coming up here this next year. So.
And remind us that website.
MHKAdventures.com.
Amber, Dan, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
All right. And it's time for our next break. Coming up, we have Susan Shaw with us from the Crop Hunger Walk Manhattan. So stay tuned for more on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Attention, men. If you're out